Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Al, I'm not going to waste any more time with this. When I've got the President of the United States on to address these issues, I do not wait. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, it's an honor.
Good morning, Angelo. I demand an apology from the Phillies for that disgraceful effort. I may have to declare a national emergency. It's gotten so bad.
A national emergency?
I'm taking this personally now. I'm embarrassed that my dad bribed somebody from the University of Pennsylvania so I could go to school there in Philadelphia.
Oh, really?
It's personal now.
I wondered how you did get in. That's
I
a good
apologies.
School.
I'm demanding an apology. That's what I do every day. I demand an apology.
I demand another one.
Andy McPhail from Clentech and from Tom McCarthy for laughing during the Phillies broadcast. Is it really that funny, Tom? Enough, okay?
Wow, he just ripped Tom McCarthy.
Tom, are you laughing because you're happy or because Roman Quinn is our fifth starter?
Donald J. Trump, take it after the Phils. What else, Mr. President?
What a disaster. I hope this doesn't affect attendance for Bobby Abreu night.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Any other apologies, sir?
Middleton, I demand, and he's one of my one percenters, too. I expect more from him. I demand an apology from Michael Franco, and I want it in English, please.
Wow, he went after Franco.
Last week, I was demanding an apology from Andrew Knapp, but it's way beyond that now. Knapp doesn't have to leave the country. Just go as far as Allentown, okay? That's where he belongs. But my main focus, Angelo, this week has been those four loser women in Congress.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, they call them the four freshmen.
Yeah.
I call them the four treasons.
Wow.
The four horses' asses.
Right. Okay? You really went after those young congresspeople.
And people are upset for me telling them to leave the country, but a lot of people are happy to. Believe me, okay? Come on, Angelo. How many times have you been told, go back to Rhode Island?
Yeah. I'd rather go to prison.
I'm sending ICE for you, Angelo.
ICE?
Sea Isle ICE to your house over in 103rd Street or wherever.
That's good. I could use ICE.
Let's move on to Megan Rapinoe from that soccer team.
Rapinoe.
Yes, I want an apology from that woman for that horrible language she used at the parade. And I'm glad she's not coming to the White House. We don't allow that kind of language around here. Take your foul mouth and your purple hair and get out.
Wow, I thought you kind of used some of that yourself. Okay.
And Ben Simmons, he can leave too.
Yeah.
And don't come back until you have a jump shot, okay? We're tired of the same BS reports every summer. Oh, Ben's shooting again. Right. How about the Flyers? Yep. They owe me an apology. Where's Kate Smith? A lot of people are still asking. I think she's hidden away in the same garage with Joe Paterno.
Oh, God.
And Paul Holmgren finally stepped down. Holmgren should have apologized on the way out. How could he ever have control over personnel when he doesn't have a personality?
He has no personality. That's a valid point, Mr. President.
All these other people who hate our country, it's like breaking into a home and then complaining that nobody ran the vacuum.
Oh, my God.
For example, give me an example. Who are you talking about?
Bruce Springsteen.
Wow.
Goodbye. Very sorry that you have to live in a country where you've made billions, all right? Make a new album and call it Get the Hell Out of the USA. Okay?
Wow. You're hot today.
These are illegals.
Yeah.
Foreigners at the border processes. I mean, if they don't like the conditions of the border, what do they expect? Trump Towers?
Yeah,
I mean,
Trump Towers is deluxe.
Expensive.
All
of them. As far as I'm concerned, Obama can take his fake birth certificate and go back to wherever he came from. I hear they have good health care there.
Right. Anyone else?
No, forget
that's
Bernie.
That's
it? I'm not even going to worry about Bernie.
No crooked Hillary.
Bernie Sanders can take his frequent flyer members and leave the country, too. But Sleepy Joe, the whole lot of them.
Sleepy Joe Biden, now. Good to hear from you, Mr. President. dynamic, Al. That's the kind of passion I look for. By the way, Joe Conklin's going to be with Big Daddy Graham, two funny Philly guys, at the La Costa Lounge on Friday, August 2nd. Now, that's one of the last weeks that La Costa will be there. It's going to be replaced with a new building in the offseason at CL. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.